For people who work in the Roaring Fork Valley, it can be tough to find an affordable place to live. That housing crunch means that businesses have trouble keeping their workers. Alex Hager has more on one business owner who's taking matters into his own hands and building employee housing himself.
Steve Beckley is the owner of Iron Mountain Hot Springs and Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. He says he's lost employees simply because they can't find a place to live.
Although they love their job and they love the valley and they love Glenwood, you know, if you have a family or a startup family or you're going to have kids, you need to find reasonable housing, and it's just very difficult to find that in our valley.
The springs and the caverns are two of the biggest tourist attractions in Glenwood Springs. During the peak of the summer, Beckley employs more than 300 people, and it is not easy to find a place to put them all, especially managers who he wants to stick around for a while. But he did find a way to keep some of his employees close by. In fact, he found a way to keep them right on his property.
So this location here with the 19 employee housing units are easy walking to downtown, easy walking to Sayre Park, easy access to the hot springs and to the cavern. So it's a great location for employees. So.
Frustrated with the prospect of losing more managers, Beckley took matters into his own hands and decided to build those 19 condos right in the parking lot of Iron Mountain Hot Springs. They're deed-restricted, two-bed, two-bath units open to anyone who works in Glenwood, although Beckley will try to fill them with his own employees first. Kate Gazunis directs the Garfield County Housing Authority and says Beckley's struggles are common. His solution, though, is anything but.
I think Steve is brilliant and innovative and an example to other employers as to addressing the situation of housing their own workforce.
But building your own condo complex comes with a hefty bill. Beckley was only able to make it work because of a unique set of circumstances. Right next to the hot springs are offices for the Colorado Department of Transportation. So he worked out a deal where CDOT gets new offices on the first floor of the housing complex, and he takes over their old office building and parking spaces. Plus, it sure helps that Beckley already owned a big enough plot of land that was zoned for the new construction. Without all of that falling into place, he says it would have been a lot harder.
I will tell you the way construction costs are right now that it would be very difficult to just go buy some land, build some employee housing, and make it work economically.
Gazunis says there are other ways employers can help out with housing, like subsidizing rent or co-signing a lease, but however they do it, the bottom line is it's worth it.
Turnover is much more expensive than helping house your employees.
And Beckley knows that. He says he's lost a lot of workers over the last few years, and some of the ones who've stuck around have to live in motorhomes with no permanent place to keep them.
If I can offer you subsidized housing and it takes that worry off of you and you are happy, then you'll stay with me for a long time.
That is something that resonates with Michael McCrary, who works as a manager up at the Caverns. After about a year of living with his parents in Silt, he finally managed to land a spot with a friend in Newcastle, about 20 minutes down the road from work. But he says he's lucky to have that, and he doesn't have a lot of other options.
I know that if anything ever falls through, that would be my go-to. You know, I don't necessarily want to try and live with my parents anymore. I'm 26 years old.
McCrary says employees first heard about the opportunity a few months ago.
Ever since then, it's definitely been some whispers out there. You know, I feel like people are stoked, definitely in my department, definitely in the company.
Steve Beckley says with those hundreds of employees during the peak season, this new development is only a drop in the bucket. But when it comes to the affordable housing crunch in Glenwood Springs, it's at least one new creative solution. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.